The Earth's temperate zone covers large areas in both northern and southern parts of the globe. Vegetation varies from deserts and steppes to deciduous forests. On the left side of the corridor, you will travel through the Rocky Mountains, down to the prairie and deciduous forests of the east coast of America. On the right side of the corridor, the journey begins from the Alps, finally ending in the forests of Central Europe. On the right side of the corridor, the Alpine ibexes have focused on their autumnal rut battles. There's also a smaller battle going on the lower slopes. The green and poisonous yellow-bellied toad has flipped onto its back to reveal the full extent of its belly's yellow warning colours against alpine chough seeking food. The pronghorn antelopes on the left side of the corridor have an excellent way to protect themselves from predators. These animals are exceptional runners and can maintain speeds of more than 70 kilometres an hour for quite some time. They are thought to have developed as part of a race with the now extinct predators, such as the American cheetah. The Virginian opossum sitting in a tree at the end of the corridor has an interesting defense mechanism. If the opossum is threatened, it throws itself to the ground and plays dead. The animal lies on its side with its eyes and mouth open and its tongue hanging out of its mouth. The image of death is enhanced by the rotten smell emanating from the animal.